You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are visiting with Curry Glassell, who is an Access Consciousness Right Riches for You facilitator voice that works with people across the world to help change the money blueprint of their lives. Curry, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you. You were saying I work to help them change their blueprint, and I was thinking you could cut that in half and go, I work to help them change their blues about the money that they do. That's really what it is.
Isn't that the truth? And we're certainly looking forward to hearing all about it and from your perspective and expertise. So, Curry, tell us more about the program that you teach throughout the world called Right Riches for You.
Absolutely. This program is truly amazing, and I have been facilitating this. It was a program developed by Access Consciousness founder Gary Douglas about 6, 7, 8 years ago, and I've been facilitating this and other classes for many years, and it's based in the idea that every single person is an individual when it comes to money, wealth, and riches. So what is rich for you individually? So what is wealth to you individually, and where are you limiting your access to having more of it? So we really take each person individually. There's no set format. I do have a couple of manuals I've created to help us move the class along. But basically, we begin with where are you, and are you willing to take an honest look at where you are and what you have created already? Because if you're willing to admit that you're the creator of where you are financially, then we can go somewhere, because we can destroy a point of view. We can uncreate it. We can have a new point of view. We can create from where you are if you're willing to acknowledge where you are. Then we can go forward to a different place, a different space in the future.
Sounds like the mindset and vision of each individual, when they come to that reality and are willing to make that change, then that's where the rubber meets the road. How did you get into this industry? And if you would, I'm sure we would learn a lot and be inspired by a little of your story. Share that if you would.
Well, thank you. My story is really weird, okay? I mean, I have like the opposite poor little rich girl syndrome because, yes, I was raised in a household that it looked like everything was perfect from the outside. But in actuality, even though I had a very large roof over my head and I always had plenty of clothes, I never really had any interaction with the adults in my household, and certainly never any education about money, finances, how to create a living, how to get a job, how to work, how to create and generate money. I was unbelievably unconscious, stupid, ignorant, whatever you want to call it. For me, I call it extremely unconscious and ignorant. And thanks to these tools, I have been able to develop a relationship with money. I've been able to educate myself and didn't lose it all. Yay. I came really close because of my ignorance to losing every penny I had. And thankfully, I had a wake up call after actually had an incident with a con man who ended up, man, they're really good. Let me just tell you, when a con man is a good con man, they are really good con men. And he ended up, and it was somebody I knew through a friend, right? So I ended up loaning him almost $2 million, and he ended up running away with it. And that was my wake-up call. And I went, oh, my gosh, I'm really not bright with money and investments. I better educate myself. And that was a turning point for me, okay? Let's see. What else? What else would you like to know?
Losing $2 million in that fashion, I think that would wake up anybody. And so I'm obviously impacted your life in a big way. What is the biggest thing that helped you change your financial situation?
Well, I had to recognize and be honest that I really didn't know enough. And I had to begin to start educating myself, and I had to begin to invest in things that would be worth more in the future. And wow, where do I start with that? That was such a big item on my plate. I think that's pretty much what I've done with the past 15 years is I've tried every day, if not every day, every week to educate myself about something I didn't know, whether it be like this weekend, for instance, I'm taking a class on understanding the stock market and how to manage your own money. Even though I've had different types of help with that in the past, I have to tell you that it's better to be in control of your own money than to let someone else control it. And I found that out very much the hard way. And one of my very first tips is don't ever give up control of your money to anyone, not a banker, not a lawyer, not an Indian chief. So that would be one of my first tips on creating greater health and wealth with your money. You know, keep control of it. And don't get involved in businesses that you don't know anything about. Stick to what you know. And what do you know that you actually don't know that you know because you've never asked the question? Every time you ask a question, it empowers you to go forward. What do you know that you don't acknowledge about money? What have you already created that you haven't acknowledged? You'd be surprised at how many people in my classes have actually created a fair amount of wealth for themselves and comfort for themselves, but they're always striving for more and they never acknowledge what they've already created. And they're surprised when they write it down. And that's another exercise I give. Write down, you know, all the inflow and the outflow that you have on a monthly basis. And when you write this, and this is a very annoying exercise, but when you write this down, you begin to see what you've already created and accomplished. And if you can acknowledge that, that's another building block or stepping stone to creating and generating a greater future.
And who wouldn't like the sounds of that? Today we are joined by Curry Glassell, who is an Access Consciousness Right Riches for You facilitator voice that works with people across the world to help change the money blueprint of their lives here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Curry, you have spent the last 10 years helping people change their point of view around money. What are some of the limiting points of view that stop people creating the wealth that they desire?
You know, the number one limiting point of view is the point of view that they can't. That's C-A-N apostrophe T. Yeah, I'm just going to let that sink in for a minute. That really is the number one limitation that everybody I work with has. The second limitation.
And that really does says it all right there. It does come from the mindset.
It really does. Yeah. And the number two one is choosing to start. Just choosing to start something new. Choose. And once you make a choice to do something different, then you will have more awareness and more information. But you've got to choose a different path. You've got to choose to educate yourself. You've got to choose to not do the same thing that got you where you are today if you don't like where you are.
That is so true. Now, if you don't have the money you desire, you recommend to ask questions. Why is this? And what are some of those questions that you do recommend?
Right. Well, one of the things I recommend is there's this amazing book called The Penny Capitalist. And it's one thing if you have $1,000 to invest, but what if you actually don't have any money? You really are at the bottom. I mean, maybe you've even filed for bankruptcy. So I would really encourage people to read this book because it starts you down a path of creating a fortune from no fortune. So say you have $10. This book takes you through steps to where you can create $20 from $10. Now, one of the ways that I encourage my class to do that is to say, go to a flea market. And what do you have in your pocket? Maybe it's just once a week. Maybe you only have $10. There is something in that flea market that's worth $20 that you can get for $10. And then if you hold on to it for just a little bit longer, you might be able to even get $25 or $30. And depending on what you're looking for, it depends on what, you know, what you will get. Say you have $50. A friend of mine went to a flea market and there was a gold bracelet, 14 karat gold, it said $15. And he was a little bit in shock. And so he went to the counter and he said, "How much is this for?" And the lady said, $15, and it's real 14 karat gold. And he goes, "Thank you, I'll take it." And she goes, "I'm so glad somebody got this bracelet who loves it." And he smiled and left. He turned around within a day or two, got it appraised, and sold it for $900. This is a true story, okay?
Wow, how about that?
Yeah. So if you ask a question, what else is possible? Or what can I add to my life to generate more money today, right away? Then you open a door for possibilities. But you have to be willing to do whatever it takes. You have to be willing to then go to the flea market, or say someone asks you to rearrange the furniture in their store, in their storefront. Or, you know, it's what you resist doing that stops you.
You hit it right on the button there, being willing to do what it takes. That is certainly a huge point right there in our resistance against what we should be doing on the other side of the coin. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners today?
I would say be willing to be judged for being rich because it'll make you money.
Well, Curry, certainly has been good to have had you, and thanks for bringing focus to the need to change our mindset and to be more willing to do what it takes is in regards to our finances and our mindset as well. Really appreciate all the information shared here today from your expertise and from your life and your journey. Where can listeners get more information accordingly, and how could they be in contact as well?
Well, very easy right now at curryglassell.com. Thank you so much for offering me this time, and it's just been a thrill to be on your show.
And Curry, it certainly has been our pleasure as well. Continued success. And again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. Talk to you another time, I hope.
And that sounds like a plan. We've been speaking with Curry Glassell, who is an Access Consciousness Right Riches for You facilitator voice that works with people across the world to help change the money blueprint of their lives. And for more information and for contact, simply visit curryglassell.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.